Buckle up, folks. How did Ronda Rousey go from nearly losing her first UFC fight to becoming a dual champion in both UFC and WWE? That's the ride today.
Hey, it's Vixie Steele, and I'm feeling fired up today. Hard riffs, hard truths, zero sugarcoating. If you want a bedtime story, go somewhere else.
All right, let's get into it. Ronda Jean Rousey, Olympic judoka turned cage wrecking ball turned WWE main eventer. First American woman to medal in Olympic judo with that Beijing bronze, first woman signed by the UFC, first UFC women's champ, and the only woman on earth to headline pay-per-views in both UFC and WWE while holding titles in both. Respect where it's due. Backstory quick and dirty. Born in Riverside, childhood apraxia, could barely speak. Family moves to North Dakota so she can learn to. Father dies when she's 8, unimaginable. By 11, she's drilling judo with her mum, Anne Maria DeMars, who, by the way, was the first American to win a World Judo Championship. That house wasn't doing participation trophies, it was doing arm bars before breakfast. At 17, she's in Athens for the Olympics, learns the lessons. By 2008 in Beijing, she grabs bronze, then boom, retires at 21, broke in Venice Beach, 3 jobs, dog to feed, and that chip on the shoulder gets heavier. Listen, mate, this is where champions are made, not in fancy gyms, but in tiny apartments when rent's due. She jumps to MMA. Hyastan Academy with Go Korchevichian, grinding with bigger lads. Glendale Fighting Club with Edmund Tarverdian. Jiu-Jitsu with Henry Akins, later Hiron and Henna Gracie. Even rounds with BJ Penn. And right-handed or not, her left side judo entries, hip toss, isolate the arm, armbar city, population U. The rise was ridiculous. Amateur fights, blink and you miss them. Strikeforce taps Misha Tate, takes Kaufman in 54 seconds. UFC 157, first ever women's fight. Liz Carmouche cranks her standing, dislocates Rousey's jaw. For real, that almost went sideways. She still armbarred Carmouche with 11 seconds left in round one. That's the blueprint. Bad spot, panic from the other person, Ronda finds your elbow and ruins your night. She racks 6 UFC title defenses, fastest average finish time, about 3 minutes a fight, and was earning, what, around $1,000 a second by mid-2015. And while doing that, she's on massive sets. The Expendables 3, Furious 7, Mile 22. Honestly, I don't get how she thought she could juggle filming and staying peak fight sharp. She even said muscle came off before that Tate rematch. That Hollywood grind takes more from you than it gives. Then, the wall. Holly Holm, head kick heard round the planet. Aura shattered. Amanda Nunes after that, fast TKO, and the MMA chapter closes. After those losses and the UFC Hall of Fame induction in 2018, where she was the first woman in, Ronda shifted into pro wrestling and went WWE full send. She wears Roddy Piper's jacket, debuts at WrestleMania 34, and absolutely shows out. Armbar on Stephanie McMahon. Crowd loses it. She takes the Raw Women's title off Alexa Bliss, headlines Evolution and beats Nikki Bella, then WrestleMania 35, the first women's main event in history with Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. Controversial pin finish on Ronda, hand broken, out for a while. She comes back, SmackDown champ twice, then does a tag run with Shayna Baszler, helping unify WWE and NXT women's tag belts. She leaves WWE in 2023, hits the indie circuit, shows up in ROH, and even pops into AEW to stare down Toni Storm. And because chaos seems to follow her, in 2026 she does a one-off MMA return against Gina Carano. 17-second armbar says she's done for good. Full circle, armbar to armbar. Now, important people drive in this engine. Anne Maria DeMars, the rebel coach mum. High pace, high pressure, armbar first mentality. She literally used to wake Ronda up with armbars. That's not parenting from a self-help blog, that's steel forging. Add Gokor for the brawling judo, Edmund for striking, Akins and the Gracies tightening jiu-jitsu chains, Leo Frinku for conditioning, and the 4 horsewomen crew, Baszler, Duke, Shafir. That alliance blurred MMA into wrestling years before it paid off on TV. Big controversial question, because, oh, this again. Was the Sarah Delelio stoppage a legit verbal tap or a ref screw-up? Look, rules are rules. An audible scream of distress is a verbal submission, and the unified rules say stop the fight. Delelio says she screamed, not tapped. Fine, but the ref hears it, it counts. You do not get to rewrite outcomes every time fans argue on forums. It was legit, move on. To be fair, folks also whined about the Sarah McMahon stoppage. Knee to the body, she drops, ref waves it. Could the ref have given a beat longer? Maybe. But fighter safety beats your bloodlust. This isn't Thunderdome. If you want absolute certainty, you pick the wrong sport. Personal tangent. Because the armbar wake-up story hits home. When I was a kid, my idiot brother tried to reenact a wrestling move on me while I was asleep. I rolled off the mattress and punted him into the wardrobe, and he still swears that's why he hates mornings. Point is, you grow up around that kind of chaos, your flinch turns into a counter. Rhonda didn't just learn moves, she learned readiness. There's a difference, mate. Jesus Christ, Rhonda's life is exhausting just to talk about, but bloody hell, respect where it's due. She bent two industries to her will, took the booze, took the belts, took the heat. Final shot across the bow. People say she only brought trash talk. No, she brought urgency. She made women's fights appointment viewing, forced execs to stop hiding behind excuses, and then did it again in WWE by closing WrestleMania. You can hate the bravado, the abrupt losses, the Hollywood detours, fine, but the scoreboard says, first American woman medaling in Olympic judo, first female UFC signee and champ, 6 UFC defences, first female in the UFC hall, triple crown in WWE, and pay-per-view headliner in both. That's the good shit right there. Listen, I've had it with this fucking nonsense where we tear down pioneers the second they're human. She got kicked in the head by Holm, blasted by Nunes, and still found new mountains to climb. Then she came back in 2026, slammed the door with a 17-second armbar on Carano and said, I'm out. That's how you end a saga and write a legacy. For real. If you disagree about the Delelio call, drop a comment below. Bring rules, not feelings. I don't make the rules, but I do enforce them. And if you try that weak sauce whataboutism, I swear I'm muting you faster than Rhonda snatches an arm. All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful and come back tomorrow for more madness. And for the suits listening, call me when people grow a spine. Until then, turn it up and keep it loud.